My name is Gugule Tumfupi, and I'm a financial journalist and global moderator. I'm also the proud host of the first Old Mutual Insure podcast. Now, this podcast was started to help customers and brokers better understand some of the issues happening in the world and the impact that this has on insurance policies. We hope that you'll use this discussion to guide your decision-making when assessing your insurance needs. Hello and a warm welcome to this podcast brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. This is where we get to interact with you in sharing some of the critical information that really has a strong influence in your decisions, especially when it comes to protecting the assets and valuable goods that matter to you most. And today, one of the underlying themes that we're going to talk about that will likely impact your pocket and your ability perhaps to even consider trying to cover these valuable items is inflation. Now, to many, does seem like a big word, but the truth is, it's something that has impacted the global macroeconomy, and we are seeing central banks also responding aggressively by increasing interest rates the world over. To tell us more about this, and of course, the impact that inflation does have on our pockets and impacting the insurance industry as a whole, we're joined today by Lizo Mnguni, who's a spokesperson for Old Mutual Insure. Good to touch base with you, Lizo.
Absolute pleasure to be here, Gugu.
Exciting conversation that we're participating in, but I do think we do need to set context and an understanding to what inflation actually is. Growing up, it was always described as this Pac-Man, right, that eats away at the value of things. And I guess in the current ecosystem, inflation's really increased considerably. So perhaps the jaws of the Pac-Man are opening up a lot wider. Is this a correct understanding or example that we could allude to?
Exactly. I like that analogy about Pac-Man and how it's eating away at everybody's disposable income and how much they actually have to spend. Inflation is this invisible monster that eats away at people's spending power, and it also eats away at insurers or companies' spending power as well. So that's another aspect to that Pac-Man game, in that you do have those little company ghosts around that need to be eaten by that little Pac-Man as well.
Yeah.
Most insurers have been under pressure from inflation as well. They've seen claims costs increasing. That's really caused quite a lot of havoc for some insurers, and they've had to unfortunately increase prices in their own rights, which does no favors to inflation because it just keeps increasing it a little bit more for everybody.
And I also assume that in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic and where we've really come from in the last 2.5, almost 3 years, this really does set a different context and dynamic in terms of affordability, impact on insurance companies, and the strong drive that we're seeing in inflation currently.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. We've seen affordability of the insurance premiums decrease, so less people doing quotes, less people, you know, more people canceling their insurance cover. So we have seen the very real world effects of inflation in terms of customers and their behavior towards increasing inflation. So it's something that we obviously keep an eye on. But we have tried to also try help out our policyholders and customers during these times as well.
Yeah. And we'll talk about some of those solutions, right? Because it's really a partnership between Old Mutual Insure as well as its customers. But you might have some clients who sit around and say, hold on, there's this war in Russia and Ukraine. There's evolving economic impacts influencing the UK, the energy crisis, the US and China. How and why is all of this affecting me in little old South Africa?
Exactly. All these headwinds, these global headwinds that we see make you realize how small the world really is and how interconnected we all are. Can't get away from the fact that, for example, insurers need to import some of the parts they use to repair a car from global manufacturers. And in that way, we're exposed to quite a lot of the things that are happening, you know, on that global stage. It's times like these when you realize how interconnected and how small the world really is.
Yeah, very true. So that sets the context around supply chain disruptions and why it is that the macroeconomic climate actually has an impact on our pockets. But as you alluded to earlier, this still impacts insurance companies and their relationship with their customers. Help us unpack that further.
Yeah, as I alluded to before, we've seen higher cancellations from policyholders. We have seen fewer quotes as well. But I think the biggest thing is around just affordability of premiums for those people that are still paying that insurance premium, because mm-hmm. obviously it's in their best interest to keep that insurance policy, which is kind of counterintuitive, because I think, you know, if anybody falls on rough times, one of the first things to go usually is the insurance policy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can, you know, sometimes lead to a downward spiral.
And it is unfortunate, right? Because it does speak to a mindset shift that needs to take place, because you're covering the what if factor, the risk factor,
exactly.
Which might be heightened, especially at a point where you might be struggling financially.
Exactly. Mm. And, you know, should something happen, as you rightly said, you don't have that insurance policy to lean on anymore. And then it just gets, that financial situation just gets worse and worse. So we discourage people canceling their insurance policies. We rather have that discussion with our policyholders, sit them down and understand how they can probably just restructure their cover to make it more in line with their needs.
Liz, I must say that's refreshing. I don't think it's often that we hear individuals or rather insurance companies say that they're open to engage. It almost seems as though it's all or nothing. But help us unpack how it is that insurance companies like Old Mutual Insure have responded and the kind of engagements you really have with consumers in this regard.
One of the main ways that we've addressed the issue of inflation and how it affects policyholders is to sit down with policyholders, discuss what are the issues that are affecting their insurance policy. So inflation, obviously, one of it was a really big one, where we saw that sum insured for your vehicle was depreciating at a lot slower rate, which is something that's not really common knowledge to say that, like, you know, we're always taught that a car is a depreciating asset and, you know, over time it's just going to be worth nothing. But what we saw during, especially last year and early part of this year was a slowdown in the depreciation of used car vehicles.
That should be good news though, right?
Which is good news if it's correctly captured on your insurance policy.
Oh, okay.
If that, you know, that higher amount or that, you know, for your that higher vehicle value for your car is captured on your insurance policy, then it is good news. Then you're in a good place.
Then that takes us to the max of making sure that you're not underinsured, right?
Exactly. Where the sum insured on your policy is a lot lower than what your car is actually worth. Mm-hmm. In that case, you are insured for an amount which is under the correct amount that you should be insured for.
So this is interesting, because it essentially means that you're helping us do the calculations, apply the maths to make sure that as a consumer, not only are you covered for the actual amount that your asset should be covered for, but that it also matches your pocket. Am I understanding you correctly?
That is absolutely correct. So we'll look at your sum insured. We'll tell you that those cars or similar cars that are similar to yours have depreciated at a certain rate, and we think there's a mismatch perhaps between the sum insured and the value of your car. And then we can suggest that, you know, to avoid the issues with underinsurance at claim stage, suggest that you either just increase that sum insured on your insurance policy to make sure you're not underinsured. And also, we're always up for the discussion around, is the type of cover that we're offering still meeting your requirements? You know, should you be comprehensively assured?
Mm.
Should you move to third party or any third party fire and theft? And, you know, those are other ways that we can make sure that you're still covered, you know, and should anything happen, you can rest assured.
And that's a valid point that you mentioned, making sure that you're adequately covered for the needs and requirements that you have, right? Whether you're an entrepreneur, always on the move, or perhaps someone who has the luxury of working from home with limited risk in terms of the accidents that might occur and risk to your actual asset. I'm also keen to inquire about the optional extras. You know, as a South Africans and most petrol heads might love having optional extras on their vehicles in terms of the sound or the audio, tow bars or mag rims. How would that apply in that particular circumstance then?
Yeah, optional extras are an interesting one. Obviously, they have the effect of increasing the value of your car. So if you have like a sunroof and you have the latest mags and latest rims and, you know, you've had the night pack on your car,
right,
and all sorts of stuff.
We want to hear you as you turn around the corner.
Exactly. All of those will influence the value of your car. So your car would be worth a little bit more than a car without those optional extras or added extras. So we would take that into account when we sit down with policyholders and review their policy.
Mm. And this raises a very valid point, Liz, because I'm assuming the power is still in the consumer's hands as they take that opportunity to engage with Old Mutual Insure. But As consumers might be listening to this conversation, help us understand any tricks or themes that we need to stick to make sure that we really take full advantage of, finding the best opportunities despite this difficult environment.
That's a valid question. I think a lot of consumers tend to not keep their insurer in the loop as to changing lifestyles or, you know, changes in their lifestyle at all. Sometimes to the detriment of the customer, in that they could be paying a lower premium because they've moved to a safer neighborhood. They're driving a car that is less prone to be hijacked, as we, you know, it's the current problem that we're dealing with now. And, you know, that constant communication with your insurer, we found is a great way to save a few rands, as well as, you know, just ask yourself those tough questions around, you know, how you're managing your insurance in general.
And we also need to underscore that, because the lack of disclosure might come back to catch up with you when it comes to the claims process, right? Because then we're not dealing with fact for fact and comparing apples with apples, essentially, given the discrepancies that might exist.
Yes, exactly. Again, it's a spiral, downward spiral, not communicating with your insurer.
Exactly.
And that there could be grounds for disapproval of a claim at a later stage because you didn't disclose all the information with your insurer.
Lisa, all of this is quite critical. And what I'm hearing is the establishment of a partnership based on clear communication, ongoing understanding, when there's any changes, one does need to communicate. But the very interesting theme about this relationship is that sometimes a third party can be involved. And the third party is actually welcome in this regard. And this speaks to brokers, right, to actually operate within the insurance field. And I can imagine that during these difficult times where inflation weighs heavy on the pockets of South Africans, where we might be confused and perplexed by the various options that are available, and even just an understanding of our budgetary requirements and insurance needs, that what kind of role does the broker still play? And I guess, how do we need to manage the intricacies of that relationship to make sure that South African consumers still get the best value?
Yeah, we still think there's quite a lot of value that the broker plays in the insurance market. Not everybody wants to contact or speak to their insurer directly.
Even the Old Mutual Insurer is friendly, right? Just a phone call away.
As friendly as we are. we understand that not everyone wants to talk to us all the time. Your broker plays a crucial role in, you know, as a go-between in that relationship between you and your insurer. And obviously, a lot of people don't know that the actual broker works for you. They're paid by us through commission. But that relationship, they're essentially, you know, you're their boss.
I like that.
And their job is to give you advice, to review your policy, tell you about amazing offers like Top Up Cover that Old Mutual Insure has, and all sorts of other things that could add value to your insurance policy. So we still think they play quite a key role in being that middleman between that relationship, and there's quite a lot of advice and knowledge that brokers can provide customers as well.
So there we have it. The power is really in our hands as consumers, right? We need to boss up and make sure we get the right cover. Lisa, thank you so much for your time and providing us with a very refreshing perspective on the concerns of the macroeconomic climate that we're in, but also how it does impact the insurance industry on its own, and of course the ripple effects it does have for us as consumers. The truth is, it's a relationship that is symbiotic, and there's ongoing opportunities for us as consumers to speak to our insurance providers and of course find outcomes that really do work positively for everyone involved. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and thank you, Lizo, for your excellent insight on how inflation trends are really shaping the insurance landscape, as well as how this is playing out for customers and, we know, the pressure on our pockets. Hopefully you've gained a better understanding of what is at play and how you can have a positive short-term insurance experience despite the uncertain and unusual environment. Thank you for joining me. I'm Kukulethu Mfuphi, global moderator and financial journalist, and also the host of the second Old Mutual Insure podcast. This is where I discuss topical issues with Lizo Mnguni, spokesperson for Old Mutual Insure. Now, this podcast was started to help customers and brokers better understand the issues happening in the world and the impact that this has on insurance policies. We hope that you'll use this discussion to guide your decision-making when assessing your insurance needs.